2.
Seek God's will more than your own. It's been said time and time again, in the words of Woody Allen, if you want to make God laugh, tell him your plans. No doubt the Israelites had plans for their lives, and so do we. And none of those plans include severe testing of our faith. But faith can't be possessed without experiencing trials. No one has ever had faith without it being tested. We need our life's circumstances to drive us forward in our faith so that we will fully grasp that God's will is always best. We can't allow ourselves to be driven into despair when our faith is tested, because God's will always tests our faith. It's a matter of whether or not we'll embrace it. It's about seeking Him and His plans instead of our own. Red Sea moments cause us to question our faith like nothing else does. When there's no way of escape and only a miracle will do, our faith seems to be tested beyond its limits. But if we'll understand the purpose of the impossible situations in our lives, if we'll see our desperation from a divine and eternal perspective, we can glimpse God's glory in the midst of all the chaos. It's in 1 Peter 1:7 NLT that we're told exactly why we face these red seas of life. These trials are only to test your faith, to show that it is strong and pure. It is being tested as fire tests and purifies gold. And your faith is far more precious to God than mere gold. So if your faith remains strong after being tried by fiery trials, it will bring you much praise and glory and honor on the day when Jesus Christ is revealed to the whole world. God's will is that our faith be purified and strengthened. Notice the word fiery in this scripture. Listen, God has a way of cranking up the furnace to heat levels that make us feel as though we might combust. His will and work are perfect. And He's using the fire to remove the dross from our hearts. God knows we have a journey ahead, and we'll need to have a pure and solid faith to get us through. Life is a seemingly long, yet short journey, and we'll need faith in Him that can stand the test of time in order to reach our destination. Within your faith is God's glory. And believe it or not, you need that more than you need your miracle. You need the assurance of God's presence, power, and peace in your life. You need to experience it. And you need to know that God is all-knowing and all-loving. You need to know His grace abounds when life tries to close in on you.